Dave and Doreen, the morning KLH.
John, welcome to the show. All right, so tell us about your vacation. You went to Mexico with Steve.
So we were there for 10 days.
Okay, now I'm really curious about this because Cindy and I are going to Mexico next month. Did you have to take a test before you left, when you came home? How'd that work?
Not before. To get into Mexico, you don't need anything.
So a COVID test to come back.
COVID test to come back. And the property we stayed at gave us it. We had the test 24 hours before we left.
Okay.
And then, so it was at 9 o'clock in the morning, and you weren't going to get your results until after midnight. And the shuttle was picking us up, or the transportation company was picking us up at 9 o'clock that next morning. So, which meant that after midnight, we were going to get the results, and they were coming to pick us up that morning. And I thought, oh, I don't know if I'm going to live through this. You know me.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
I'm like, I know we're positive.
And oh, my God.
We couldn't have been, because the only people we talked to for 10 days was each other. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like we were in the in the hot tub with 30 people.
Right.
You know, we were just, it was just us. So, but of course, we took the test. And then at 7:30 that evening, and it wasn't the quick test, it was that other test that takes a long time to process. 7 o'clock that evening, we took the test at 9 o'clock, we got the results, and we were both negative,
so
which was great.
Came in earlier than you thought it was going to come in.
And can I tell you, I booked a flight, and the only direct flight from Milwaukee to Cancun, I booked it. And you need to know that it was the most incredible experience, flying experience. Everything about it was perfect.
Wow.
Really? Spirit Airlines.
I had no idea that's where that was going.
I am telling you, it was remarkable.
Huh?
From the moment we showed up at the airport, and they want you to use, of course, the machine to do everything. And the woman behind the counter said, "Are you guys all set over there?" And I'm like, "Can we just come up?" And they were like, "Oh, they charge to even come up to the counter." She says, "No, I'll just come over." She jumped over the counter, you know, where you put your luggage. And she says, "Oh, you're going to Cancun. Come on up. Just come on up." And she helped us through the whole thing. It was, we sat in, we upgraded, because they send you a notice you can upgrade to the big seats.
Mm-hmm.
So it's two huge seats in the front of the patient plane. And I said, "We're upgrading, I don't care." And we upgraded, the most comfortable sort of experience, get on the plane. The plane was not packed, so everybody kind of had room. We left 5 minutes early.
Wow.
We showed up 20 minutes early.
That's because you have the luck of the Irish, that's why.
It could be. It could be. And the same way on the way back. Now, we were delayed 2 hours leaving, but it wasn't, you know,
it really had nothing to do with it.
We got, and it was the so that was just getting down there on Spirit Airlines. I was like, this, if this is any indication as to what our week is going to be. And the week, first of all, the property we've been to, this was our 9th visit to the same property, all inclusive property. And I've decided that I want to live my life all inclusive.
Uh-huh.
Dude, that's all I want to do.
Like, I'm with you.
First of all, there is 7 or 8 restaurants that you get to choose from, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And so I have never shoveled food 3 times and then went to the coffee shop for snacks in between. You know, the coffee shop, which was like, "Could I have that huge piece of carrot cake, please? And now, and 2 of the cookies." Yeah. It's 3 in the afternoon and we're having dinner at 6.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds fabulous.
It does sound good, though.
My pajamas are tight.
Okay.
I have a granny nightgown that looks like, that looks spandexy.
Okay.
Just go stand pajamas.
This is why you appeal to everyone. 30 minutes ago, you're going on and on waxing poetic about the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills and how good he is.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're talking about your granny nightgown. So.
And eating too much. But I'm telling you, and the food is great. Now, there's all of those choices. And it's so funny because what I do, like, I look at my life right now and the fact that we're at this incredible resort in Mexico where everything is done for you and it's beautiful. And I look back and, you know, I'm used to going, and I've talked about it here. As a kid, we went to a cottage where the bathroom was so small. My dad said, "Rule number one, no number two in the bathroom." You know, it's like we had to go to an outhouse when we went on vacation. Now I look at it, I'm like, can you believe the life? Like I do.
I
said to my brother, brothers and sisters, this is the life we're living. It's like, it's remarkable,
mm-hmm.
you know, and as my mom and dad would have said, do not take any of this for granted. Even that bathroom that was too small, we're on vacation at a resort called the Charnade Resort. Charlie, Charlotte, and Nada. I mean, it's like back then and even today. So I look at this vacation. We had the best time. We had the best time because Steve and I, to spend 10 days together, you know you're in a relationship that really works when it's like, oh, I so look forward to Steve and I spending all this time together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We each brought three books. So I brought a Follett book, two Michael Connelly books. He brought a Follett book. We were done. In 7 days, we were finished with our books. So I took one of his books. He had already read all three that I brought. So he downloaded a book. Like, this is all we did was we read, sat out at the quiet pool. And as I said to Marcus, because we've all been to this property.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
It's like there was, Steve went before it got light to put the towels on the chair at the quiet pool. For 3 days, we were the only two at the quiet pool. The property was
just not crowded?
No, not crowded.
No, wow, really? That's
not
nice.
Crowded. We got there Tuesday, and on Saturday, people started showing up. Okay. So by the time we left the following Thursday, it was a little busier. But the quiet pool, everybody was at the loud pool where, you know, they were doing, it's like, are they doing Zumba in the pool?
Yeah, they did, definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Games, oh sure.
Right.
A little bit of something for everyone.
It's like, okay, enough.
Yeah. And all those people in the hot tub, Steve was like, that's like being in your bathtub with people.
Yeah.
And drunk. We were just like, can I get a Coke Light, please?
Yeah. In the quiet pool.
In the quiet pool. And we went to dinner. We'd show up for dinner at 5:30, 5:45. What time? We were like, oh, I don't think the place is open. No, we're the first people here.
You know what? It was probably crowded for dinner at like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
We asked. Yeah. And you know, they were like, mirale, este maracón.
Yeah.
Viejo, here come the old queers. You know, that's what they're saying. But they give us $10, so that's good.
Yeah, see?
That's why they love you so much.